You are listening to Time Traveler's Digest. Prepare to engage your imagination with a short fiction collection transcending time and space. On this podcast, we'll explore an Afrocentric-themed adventure as you delve into profound academic insights, relish poetic musings, and traverse through the intriguing art of time travel. Ready to explore time's mysteries? Strap yourself in. These stories are unlike anything you've heard. We are going back to the origins of time. Join us for a 15-minute exploration through time and space to uncover ancient Egyptian secrets. Examine centuries-old secrets and prepare for a journey that will challenge your reality. Discover the mysteries of ancient Egypt with us as we delve into the first time travel pyramid and the elusive scroll from Jaya of Karmus, an amanuensis and scribe who trained under Demetrius the Wise, a Kemetic philosopher and time travel instructor. Get ready to relearn and discover the secrets of time travel from a buried scroll. Your journey awaits.
This is a work of fiction. All views expressed, characters, places, and incidents are derived from the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is purely coincidental. No part of this book, podcast, or broadcast may be reproduced or transmitted without prior written permission from the publisher. All rights reserved.
In the Bremner Rind Papyrus, an ancient Egyptian text that has been preserved in fragments, Atam is the master of the universe and one who is the all, states, when I manifested myself into existence, existence existed. I came into existence in the form of the existent, which came into existence for the first time. Coming into existence according to the mode of existence of the existent, I therefore existed, and it was thus that the existent came into existence.
In the time before time, when the universe was but a formless expanse, a singular conscious energy thrived. This energy delighted in creation. And as the eons passed, it established rules and laws to orchestrate its creations harmoniously. This original being, which called itself the Creator, reveled in breathing life into existence. For ages, we have wandered blindly in this world, disconnected from our roots and the essence of our identity. Our ties to our ancestors have withered, and our understanding of our culture and history has faded. But now is the time for change. Now is the time for us to change. Our ancestors willed us to honor their legacy, and to do so, we must reconnect with them by embracing ancient wisdom. When I'm asked about the meaning of Kemet, I say it embodies unity, self-knowledge, self-love, balance, and holistic healing. It is about aligning the mind, body, and spirit to fulfill one's purpose on Earth. Kemet represents blackness, the essence of our world, while linking past and present cultures from all across Africa. Our past is brimming with resources and riches that have been long forgotten or obscured. Once you unearth this knowledge for yourself, you cannot deny your part in this remarkable legacy, that your history is replete with grandeur, that an entire continent of individuals like you have surpassed what most can imagine. And that your ancestors were venerated as gods. These divine beings once roamed the hallowed lands of ancient Egypt, a place of many names. The Ancient One. Demetrius the Wise reveals that the Egyptians referred to their homeland as Kemet, which means black soil, a name bestowed upon the land due to the rich darkness of the Nile River and the fertile earth it nourished. Kemet is the original name of what we now call Egypt, a country that was first known as Egypt by the Greeks and Romans. The name translates to land of the burnt faces, as Kemet intricate culture instilled both fear and respect in these ancient civilizations. As the first place to develop a written language, Kimmit influence has been etched into history as one of the world's greatest civilizations. Demetrius' scroll also mentions Deseret, or Redland, a name inspired by the vibrant hues of the desert sands and the red-toned flora thriving there. Tamari, the beloved land, is another epithet for Egypt, used by its people who held such affection for their homeland that they could not bear to part with it, even in the afterlife. Ta-Meri was a paradise, a place where souls journeyed after death, yet its true visage remained a mystery until now. Kimmit came into being with the establishment of Zep-Tepi, also known as the First Time. According to Kimmitic mythology, the gods lived in this golden age. At the end of Zep-Tepi, they abandoned the earth, leaving behind their creation. It was believed that each subsequent era would mirror the first time where everything was new and fresh. It is said that this event took place on earth in Egypt. The gods who came down from heaven were so powerful that they could manipulate matter as effortlessly as you or I might breathe air. They also built pyramids and temples made of stone blocks so heavy that modern humans could not lift them today. For too many years, our society has been filled with secrets and lies. We are told that we should pursue the truth, but then we are told it is wrong to search for it, and censored when we share the truth. Egypt's ancient prophets and sages foretold a time when sacred truths would be lost. It is believed that knowledge would have to go underground for a future generation to rediscover. We are that future generation. As a visionary practitioner, philosopher, and founder of the Academy for Time Travelers, Demetrius the Wise would challenge the very foundations of our understanding of history. Hailing from the land of Giza, Demetrius the Wise was a time-traveling archivist under the tutelage of Thoth, the Egyptian god of knowledge also known as Hermes Trismegistus. From a young age, Demetrius absorbed Thoth's wisdom, eventually unlocking the secrets of traversing time by harnessing the power of mental energy. His groundbreaking discoveries revolutionized the study of time travel, earning him a revered place in history as one of the earliest recorded practitioners of the art of temporal sciences. Thoth then gestured towards the sky with his right hand and touched Demetrius on the shoulder, saying, "May he be like Ra in his rising, spreading light over the two lands." Demetrius absorbed Thoth's wisdom, eventually unlocking the secrets of traversing time by harnessing the power of mental energy. His groundbreaking discoveries revolutionized the study of time travel, earning him a revered place in history. From a tender age, Demetrius was immersed in the enigmatic teachings of the art of time travel. Apprenticed to the great master and mentored by none other than Thoth, the Atlantean. Demetrius was a man of intellect, acutely aware of his limitations, yet relentlessly striving to refine his skills and ascend to greater heights. His mastery of time travel earned him a revered status among history's most esteemed archivists, as he bore witness to momentous events that shaped the course of time. Today, Demetrius is celebrated as one of history's most brilliant minds, using his profound knowledge to enlighten others about their place in the grand tapestry of time. His journey began when his mentor, Thoth the Atlantean, revealed the secrets of traveling forward in time through a unique technology concealed within the halls of Amenti. While most governments fiercely opposed time travel and tampering with history, Egypt maintained a more lenient stance, permitting temporal exploration as long as it did not serve personal gains. And so, Demetrius embarked on his quest to delve deeper into the wisdom of the ancient Egyptians. Dubbed the Father of Time Travel, Demetrius the Wise wielded the wisdom and ancient knowledge bestowed upon him. He employed an array of methods to create portals between timelines, including meditation, spells and incantations, crystals and gemstones, astral projection, channeling spirit beings and elemental forces, and dreaming. Among his preferred techniques was the use of the Benben stone, a crystal pyramid also known as a geometron relocation device, or the grid, which fine-tuned frequencies. It was only in his later years that Demetrius discovered a remarkable gift acquired through his temporal journeys, the ability to peer into the future. Witnessing the unfolding of events yet to come, he returned to Egypt one final time, chronicling all he had learned of their culture and civilization, wisdom that could illuminate our lives if only we heeded their examples. Over the decades, Demetrius diligently honed his experiments, meticulously documenting his findings in a manuscript titled The Book of Kemetic Dissertations. A man of many talents, he also pursued music, geometry, alchemy, and physics. After years of poring over ancient accounts, Demetrius resolved to put his theories to the test, endeavoring to travel back millennia before these stories were ever recorded. He was confident in his ability to achieve this feat. While roaming the sands of Kemet, Demetrius the Wise chanced upon a box fashioned from precious metals, adorned with intricate carvings. Despite its modest size, the box carried a surprising heft. Inside, he discovered a smaller cedarwood box, painted in red and black with gold accents. This second box contained a rare assortment of materials indigenous to ancient Egypt during the reign of Pharaoh Akhenaten. As the sun's glow receded, Demetrius grew increasingly anxious, awaiting nightfall over the Mediterranean Sea. He had anticipated this day for months, yet now that it had arrived, he found himself uncertain if he truly desired its coming. Standing on the shore, Demetrius gazed at the vast waters stretching before him. He had travelled a great distance from his beloved, burnt-out library. However, this time would be different. He was determined to avert its destruction. Clutching the golden box that harboured all his hopes and dreams, he noticed his hands trembling. Aware that future time travel could result in his execution or exile, Demetrius understood that journeying forward might help preserve his library's sacred content and reveal more about humanity's progress since his era. As Demetrius contemplated his maiden voyage to the future, he recognized the obstacles that lay ahead. Resolute to conquer his fear of traversing time, he embarked on a journey into the unknown. According to the Book of Kemetic Dissertations and its exploration of timeline theory, infinite versions of each moment in time exist, with each as real as the next. Consequently, as Demetrius pondered the past and the myriad futures, he remained conscious that every moment held infinite variations within itself. Having devoted decades to refining his experiments in temporal sciences, Demetrius approached this critical juncture in his journey with caution. He knew he must wield his secret gift wisely, for a multitude of perils awaited him in the future. With determination, he set forth on his mission, intent on saving his beloved library from the ravages of fire and preserving its invaluable knowledge. Alas, his pursuit of knowledge led him into an unexpected encounter with a band of fellow adventurers entangled in a similar predicament.
Journey through time and space while exploring the complex themes of identity, displacement, and destiny. These Afrocentric time travel-themed short stories are sure to captivate readers with their cleverly crafted storylines and riveting plots. To gain insight into the author's creative mind on the Time Traveler's Digest podcast, listen to exclusive chapters and excerpts from this innovative blend of science fiction and fantasy. Additionally, the author handcrafted a full-color, high-gloss, UV-coated magazine for this collection that features AI art, character illustrations, hints for the novel, and hidden links to extend your time travel adventure. The book, podcast, and magazine work together to tell a story about time, humanity, and history, order your copy of the novel Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, now available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook on Amazon.com.